This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Another week, another list, another visit from Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We'll start off with the 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers, and then the people list, and then we'll sort of pick apart. Maybe that's not the correct adjectival phrase. We will examine some of the things that are on this list and other things that impact those folks who are devotees of the News Talk Radio format. So, Michael, I turn it to you.
A better word is we're going to investigate these stories. That's the word of the year, investigate.
Yes. Investigate.
So let's launch an investigation, starting with number 10, the NBA and NCAA action. It's basketball fever, March Madness. At number 9, some thing called the Us film, which I haven't seen, but it's getting a lot of yak. At number 8, the Avenatti arrest and the Charlottesville guilty plea. At number 7, the chaos in Great Britain over Brexit that nobody really can explain. Very frustrating for reporters. And, of course, tensions in the Israel-Gaza situation. Number 6, the clown car of characters. The 2020 Democratic hopefuls, you know, laying out their campaigns and getting out there for early sprints, trying to gain position. At number 5, we have the Green New Deal vote. At number 4, discussion about the border wall and immigration issues. Number 3, back in the top 5, the Jussie Smollett case. Number 2, Trump's Obamacare battle. And number 1, of course, big stuff, historic, crossroads, the Mueller report aftermath. Let's talk about the 10 most talked about people slots. At number 10, we have Michael Avenatti and a fellow named James Alex Fields from the Charlottesville thing. At number 9, the embattled Theresa May. At number 8, the fascinating Pete Buttigieg. At number 7, Mitch McConnell. Number 6, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Jussie Smollett. Number 3, James Comey. Number 2, Robert Mueller. Number 1, Donald Trump. These are fascinating times.
So, Do you put Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in there just to annoy me every
week? Yes. Yes, it is the only reason. Otherwise, she's an unknown. Nobody talks about her.
That's right.
And that's not her on the cover of Time.
No.
The phenom. Or the phenom.
Phenom, yes.
The
right.
Phenom, yes.
The femme phenom. Yep. Yeah, that's okay. I just check and make sure.
I don't think they called her the femme phenom. I think they just called her the phenom.
The phenom. All right. The number 9 item on the story list this week is the story of this film, Us, which if you've seen any of the trailers for it, it will turn off most people because of the theme of it. It is scary as hell. And one wonders, I guess I'm interested in how you, Michael Harrison, decide what you will see when you go to the movies. How do you and your wife, Bernadette, decide, hey, I want to go see that film, I want to go see another film? What is there that usually will lurk you into the theater?
Have to be in a special mood to go to the movies. It has nothing even to do with the film. I have to be in the mood to go to the movies. Going to the movies is no longer one of the items that are part of my social cycle. You know, hey, you go to the movies on Saturday night, or you go, you know, going to the movies, like going to a restaurant. No, I have to be in the mood to go to the movies. It has to be a film that is larger in terms of scope and sound than my modest home video situation could provide. In other words, it's got to be a film that is best seen in a theater with big sound speakers and surround sound and a large screen. And it has to be a film that I really want to see, which doesn't happen a lot anymore. I don't go to the movies a lot anymore. I'm fascinated by the changes in the theater business and some of these new theaters where they serve you food and booze and you put your feet up and you fall asleep. You make a reservation for your ticket. I mean, I find that kind of interesting. But I've been maybe to 4 movies in the last 3 years.
Really?
Yeah, I don't go to the movies much anymore. I'm a believer in streaming. I'm a believer in Netflix. I'm a believer in Amazon Prime. I think we're entering a whole new paradigm. I don't think movie theaters are going to be around for too much longer. That's really? Just me. Why?
Okay.
Why go to the movies when you can see it at home?
Because the screen in the movie theater, this is why you and I are the opposite here. I love going to the movies, and there are occasions, depending on where I am and the time of year, I might go to 3 or 4 movies a week. And
are you kidding? Wow.
No.
That's why you never get any work done.
Yeah, right. That's it. Yep. Uh-huh. The feeling of connection through the big screen is something that I've always felt was compelling, and I have never lost that. I love to see the stars. I went to a Diana Ross old 1988 concert in Central Park that was on the big screen this week. Like I went to see the Elvis special from 1968 on the big screen. Movie theaters were playing these, and I thought, this would be an interesting take. Let's see how it feels. And you get some perspective on things. And if you, not using those as an example, but let's just take this movie that's out this weekend called Us that's on the story sheet at number 9. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure why it's there, because it appears to be not just another, but because one of the movies, the types of movies I won't go see are horror films, and this looks like something that will scare the pants off of you.
Mm.
And I guess on the other side, I never understood the psychology of people wanting to be afraid or frightened. You like to be? Did you like to be afraid?
When I was a kid, I was into monsters. But as I got older and I learned about human suffering and have a more mature attitude toward the human condition, I find myself not being entertained by anything that depicts human suffering. Mm-hmm. I don't like to see animal suffering. I don't like to see human suffering. I didn't realize that that was not entertaining when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I thought it was, hey, they cut the guy's head off.
Oh,
But now I recoil from those kinds of things. I become far more sensitive and uncomfortable by that type of depiction.
I don't understand what it is about these movies that people are attracted to. There are an awful lot of them, a horrible number of them, using the correct adjective here. I just don't see why we want to see people, as you've suggested, get chopped up, sliced up. What is entertaining about seeing this gruesomeness?
Well, it's the same reason, although kind of related, that people ride roller coasters and people like to terrorize
themselves. Do you like roller coasters?
I loved roller coasters as a kid. At this point in my life, I find that sometimes they leave me a little woozy because of balance issues. So I don't do them as much. But, oh, I loved roller coasters as a kid. I loved thrill rides. I didn't like spinning rides. I never liked spinning rides. They made me carsick, you know, seasick.
Right, throw up. Yep.
But Coney Island in New York was like ground zero Mecca. It was like it was heaven to me. To go to Coney Island and ride the Cyclone and all those rides. I could write a book about my experiences at amusement parks. I don't like current amusement parks. I don't like the big, expensive theme parks. I like the old-fashioned ones that grew up organically out of the city streets and that each ride was owned by an independent entrepreneur. Different culture. I liked the sliminess of it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. Yeah, I don't know why it has been consistent through my life. I never wanted to be scared. Maybe it's because I was scared in real life at the situation that I grew up in, and maybe that's why I didn't want to be afraid. I just don't understand what people see, but I'm not like, you know, everybody.
Why do people jump out of airplanes? Why do people bungee jump? Why do people...
Crazy.
Why do people engage in physical activities that are markedly dangerous and risk their lives for a thrill?
Look at the guy who died this week. In the Grand Canyon, he was taking pictures on the edge, and he fell off to his death. And as he was going down, he was taking pictures. That's you can crazy. See the pictures he's taking as he's falling to his death. What are you, nuts?
Well,
he had to be nuts.
He's certainly dedicated to being a chronicler of media.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
But a lot of people die taking selfies. I mean, the internet is full of last-minute selfies of people who fall off the edge. Yeah. I don't know. Heights scare me. I don't like being in situations and edges and things, you know.
You and I have a lot in common. I don't mind being in an airplane. I quite like being in an airplane, but I don't like...
It's a different dimension. Being in an airplane is a different dimension. Sitting on top of a tree could be scarier barrier than being, you know, 30,000 feet up in an airplane. It has to do with the platform you're on, the clumsiness of the platform.
On top of a tree.
You ever climb a tree when you were a kid and think you're on top of the world?
I did.
That was, and that was kind of scary and edgy. I did things as a kid. I fell off, too. I did things as a kid that I would be horrified if my kid ever did.
I did. At 17, I fell off the top of a maple tree and knocked the three front teeth out of my head.
Oh, my gosh.
Lovely experience.
Oh, my.
All right, let's get to it. We're talking. This is.
Want to see my scars? You want to see my scars?
Yeah, I want to see your vaccination scar, too. The talk tree is what you're listening to. You see how great conversation starts with one premise. Story. I wanted to know about the US film, and then we talk about a lot of other things. That's what the good radio hosts and good radio programs are all about, if I may say so myself. It is the time for us now to plunge into the depths of your last night's rest. Did you lose sleep? Are you like the 50 million Americans who are suffering every night because you have sleep issues? As you get older, the problems increase. So if you're running into difficulty getting a good night's rest, may I suggest there are a number of possibilities having to do with your pillow, number one. Number two, the mattress. Number three, the mattress topper. Number four, the sheets. May I offer a quick solution to all of those problems? May I send you to MyPillow.com so that you can experience the best night's rest you have ever had and have it consistently every night, week after week, month after month, year after year, thanks to the advice that you get from Mr. Mike Lindell, who started MyPillow because he didn't like the pillows he could buy. Couldn't get a good night's rest, so he was an engineer, he invented his own pillow. And now he's invented lots of other stuff that you can find in the catalog, including dog beds, pillows for trips. I mean, it's just fabulous what he's been able to create here. And the Giza sheets that now are available, the best ever. You want really great, you know, there's nothing better than getting into bed and feeling fabulously cozy because of the sheets. You'll love these sheets. They are very affordable. As a matter of fact, use the DJV code. You get your Giza sheets today at 30% off going to MyPillow.com. So order those sheets and look around for other things. You can get financing for everything you buy at the website over $200. Pretty cool. Get yours today, MyPillow.com. Everything available from 30 to 55% off, plus free shipping, guaranteed for 60 days of your money back. All at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How was it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com.
Good morning, Uglyville!
Every ugly doll is unique.
I'm Moxie.
Bobo.
Wade.
Those close to me call me Slick Doll.
Which is not his name.
And every child is, too.
He can be pretty lovable.
That's why when you travel, you should make sure your child is in the right seat for their age and size.
That sounds pretty great to me.
Keep them safe by visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Isn't that right, gibberish cat?
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Talkers Annual Convention in New York on the 7th of June. Ought to be a great take. A lot of things going on there, and certainly it doesn't, you know what, we're at the end of March. It seems like 5 minutes ago it was Christmas, and 10 minutes before that it was the 4th of July last year. So it's not like this is a long ways down, and before you know it, we'll be there doing what, you remember each year. You ever go back and think about, I think I did ask you this once, thinking about all of these conventions and the people that you've met and what you've done every year to put these things together, the surprises that come, and that's because of the nature of the format. You can plan things, and then like a good radio program, you can plan it, and then what happens is just a result of spontaneous combustion, isn't it?
No question. Oh, well, of course, it's a spontaneous convention. It's extremely planned. I mean, we don't waste a second. It's a one-day event, and this is not a promotion for it, folks. It sells out, and it's closed to the public. It's an industry event. But it's, you're always subject with things like this to whatever happens the day before the convention starts. You can have a whole issue breaking in an industry that you didn't even know about. So putting together the agenda for this stuff is very difficult. You wait as long as possible before you commit to anything, but you have to have an agenda so that you're prepared. So it's challenging. We've done 22 of these now over the last 22 years, which is the longest running convention of its kind in the radio industry.
Yeah, it's very cool. So that brings me back around to what I asked just before we had to have a word from our local stations here on the countdown. Why would you, as a station manager or owner, want to decide what would be the pros and cons? What would be the discussion? I had this conversation with somebody this week, actually, and that's why I'm bringing it to you. Why would you convert your station or make your station a spoken word formatted station? Talk radio, news talk radio. Why would you do that? What are the pluses?
More flexible, more pertinent, gets better advertiser response, provides you with influence in the community. There are so many things about spoken word radio, talk radio in the broad sense. We're talking about sports talk. We're talking about news talk. We're talking about all news. We're talking about the many different varieties of conversation radio, interview radio, and news radio. that it is a vital arena that has kept radio iconic and truly a mass medium. If only music were being played on radio today, radio would be a backwater medium, because music radio, and I love music radio and I come from music radio, but I tell it like it is, music radio has long abdicated its ownership of the music culture. It's just another place where music that doesn't pack the same cultural wallop it used to can be heard. Whereas talk show hosts, sports talk, news talk, politics, the events of our times, the flexibility contained therein, and the attention that the listeners pay to spoken word radio is the only way I would go if I owned a radio station today, and we're looking for a format to make it pertinent.
And you and I have both owned stations over the years. It wasn't always the best.
That's a tough business.
Experience of our
owning radio stations is a tough business, but so is owning magazines, newspapers, and movie theaters, and Hollywood motion picture studios, and all the rest. We're going through a very challenging evolution. But hey, the future is coming. There is opportunity, and radio is still a very, very potentially lucrative and important medium.
Yeah, I think if anybody were to really dig into it and tell the truth about it, for the most part, not always, but advertising does much more good, and it's much more profitable on talk radio programs because people are listening to what's being said. And your commercial doesn't get put aside. 59 minutes of music and only one music, one commercial, you know, that kind of stuff. So, that's good. Thank you for explaining that, Michael. 28 past.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says he's ready to close the southern border next week unless Mexico acts to stop illegal immigration. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois says he wants immigration laws fixed, but tells CNN closing the border isn't the way to go.
Mexico is one of our biggest trading partners, so there would be some massive unintended consequences more than likely. I don't know what a border shutdown would actually look like. Does that include all traffic? I mean, I don't know. What I do know, though, is this. There is a real problem on the border.
President Trump says it would be so easy for Mexico to stop illegal immigration, saying Mexico has one of the toughest immigration policies in the world. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on his investigation into Russian election interference will be released publicly with some redactions by mid-April and possibly sooner. That, according to Attorney General William Barr in a letter to the heads of the Senate and House Judiciary Committees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Talk Radio Countdown. Every week at this time, Michael Harrison here with me, Doug Steffen. Stories, people, behind the scenes of the talk radio industry, the news, et cetera, et cetera. So, you do a lot of hosting on stations, programs. You do a lot of guesting. What was the number one focus this week, anywhere that you appeared?
Well, the Mueller Report. The Mueller Report and the victory lap that the media, the conservative media, and that Donald Trump are taking, and the bashing and the beating of politicians and media that have perpetrated what they describe as the great Russian, you know, collusion hoax. Whether it is a hoax, who knows? I mean, there is the issue that a very small percentage of this report has been made public or been given to Congress. So that battle rages on. Everybody's still polarized. Everybody's still fighting. There's still a lot of poison and toxicity in the air. But that's been the main story. There's been a little bit about the Obamacare battle, not much about that. Jussie Smollett has been talked about extensively on some of the shows that I've been on.
From what angle?
From the angle of outrage. From the angle of outrage, I've never seen a case that was tried in the court of public opinion and circumstantial evidence outside of court or public records that has been so clear-cut in the minds of everybody, probably not since the O.J. Simpson case, that this guy did what they claimed he did, and somehow because of ties to Obama and celebrity privilege, etc., he has been suddenly, you know, vindicated, and a lot of people think that it smells and that it's a clear case of, you know, whitewashing, no pun intended.
Well, apparently the two Nigerians put on white faces. That's the latest sort of wrinkle in this. And you wonder what motivates people. Isn't it fun as we go back to the origins of Talkers Magazine or the Talk Radio Countdown, or your career, my career in talk, thinking about how the focus was so different 25 or so years ago when we started this whole thing, and now where it is and how the smallest little thing eats at us. So we can take the smallest. I've been using the analogy of the talk radio tree with so many different things that can come out of the root of a subject and goes in a dozen different... who would have thought Michelle Obama would be involved in this? What's that all about? Hmm. And then Taraji P. Henson, who's on that show with him, says, see, I told you all along he didn't do it. But I think he did do it, and I think most people think he did it. Don't you?
What a way to judge things.
I
walk around thinking that you can't know anything. You don't know. You don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, politicians lie. The media lies. The government lies. The religions lie. Big business lies. Look at the corruption and look at the erosion of confidence in our institutions that really right. is the broad stroke story of the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the Boeing story. Look at the Jussie Smollett story. Look at politicians on both sides of the aisle speaking through their you-know-whats about things they say are facts that they don't even know. They get it from television, and television gets it from their imaginations. There's a lot of preaching to the choir. There's a lot of playing to the bass. There's a lot of seeking victory as opposed to truth. We're going through a tough time in regard to credibility and ethics and integrity.
Well, so what causes you just brought up something that I think is very important, and it's a symbol, the Boeing symbol. Here's a company that's been responsible for so much product. We export more in terms of dollars. The largest exporter in the country is Boeing in terms of dollars. More Boeing planes get shipped out of this country, brings more dollars into this country than anything else that we do. So what is the fascination with breaking down or taking down a company like Boeing that has been responsible for so many jobs, tens of thousands of jobs over the years, and an image of America? So why do people want to tear that down? Why do they want to tear down people who have successful businesses or successful acting careers?
I don't think people want to tear
successful sports careers.
I don't think people want to tear people down just because they're successful. I think they want to tear people down because they let them down. Whether Boeing has had a track record of success or not, if there's any indication that they, in cahoots with the FCC, turned
FAA,
a blind eye.
Perhaps. Yes.
I don't mean the FCC. I meant the FAA.
Yeah, I know. And there is evidence of that.
There is corruption. Yeah.
That is, you see this corruption, and that's kind of what the second part of this, thank you for bringing it around, to these institutions, whether it's business, government, the church, you mm-hmm. name it. Media, entertainment, they're all corrupted. And what has occurred, is it too much success across the board?
It's losing sight of compasses, of moral compasses. It's losing sight of principles. It's having goodness and a higher ideal suddenly go out of style. You know, good and bad go in and out of style. And we're in a cynical time now. We're in a gotcha. Let's win at all costs. Let's not be syrupy, sappy, or suckers. Type of a period. And that's what's happening right now. And it'll change. It will change. The pendulum swings. One thing I've learned in my many trips around the sun is that nothing stays the way it is. There's always an equal and opposite reaction. And we're even seeing reactions. We're seeing different movements going in different directions. That's why we're so polarized. And all based upon scurrilous people playing to the emotions of good-minded people who are fed up with the corruption you discuss. The problem is not the identification of the corruption. The problem is identifying people of integrity who truly are set out to solve the problem as opposed to capitalize on it to create further corruption.
It's really amazing how you see it in children. As I remember back to when you and I were kids, see the way children were brought up. And then, we were asked to be responsible, to do chores. We had things we worked early on in our lives. And now there's no real responsibility. There's just occupying time. I was on an airplane this week, and I was appalled I'm walking back to the lavatory, and there's a mother and a daughter sitting in a seat. This daughter, if she was two, that'd be stretching it. She had an iPad in front of her, and she was watching some movie or cartoon or something, and the mother was sitting next to her with her own iPad, doing something, had nothing to do with the daughter. The daughter was just there occupying her time by doing something that will basically ruin her brain. And the mother could have cared less. Does she even know what having a two-year-old watching an iPad does to that child's brain? Does she care? You know, that kind of stuff. When we were growing, I don't know, did your parents care about pretty much everything you did? I didn't come from a great circumstance, but I know a lot of kids that were my age whose parents were very, not involved necessarily, they just wanted to know that things were okay and they were doing right by their child.
Well, you're talking about something that really is dependent upon a person's personal subjective experiences.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know that a child of two looking at an iPad is necessarily destroying their brain.
I can point you to any kind of research you want. Mm. It completely destroys the neuron connections that they can't absorb. Their brain isn't developed enough to absorb the quick flashes that come from all of the pictures they see, whether it's on an iPad, whether it's on a television set. It just is really, there's lots of great research that shows how bad it is.
I'll leave that to a potential truth. I am not saying you're wrong, but I'm not certain that research is accurate. I think that the human brain is very elastic and designed to absorb unlimited amounts of data. It is designed for that, and the human brain seems designed to be able to handle anything that is the result of the human brain, and iPads are the invention of the human brain. I'm not saying you're wrong, Doug. I'm saying
there's
you might
an
be
age
right.
factor, I think, though.
And the time factor. But the question of whether parents care about their children as much, I think that that's an age-old thing. I think there have always been good parents, bad parents. There have always been parents that pay attention to their kids and others that neglect their children. And, you know, when you're born, you can't pick your parents, or maybe you do, but I don't know how that process works. It's the roll of the dice. I mean, you can get stuck with, what do you do if you're born into a family where your parents are jerks? What do you do? Your whole early years are being designed by people that perhaps are not qualified to raise another human being. Mm-hmm. It's such a luck of the draw, isn't it?
Yeah, and that was a fabulous example. Once again, that's one of the reasons I love having these conversations with you. You bring us around to thinking about all the elements that are possible when you have a discussion. Look at my one suggestion and where it went conversationally. A lot of food for thought, which is why talk radio, news talk radio, is so exciting and so much a part of our, you know, the existence now. The conversation is a lot of it built on what people hear on talk radio programs from good talk radio hosts. It's 45 past the hour. May I help you jumpstart your weight loss program? Calitren, Calotren, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. It's safe weight loss. The side benefits, too, are myriad. There are a lot of different things that happen to your body. Using collagen as the main ingredient of Calitren not only helps you lose weight, take four of these capsules, you go to bed at night, and it'll do the work, but it'll take a while because nothing that's good that lasts is going to be quick and easy. It's not an easy overnight fix. Not like having an operation. Somebody takes 40 pounds off of you with a knife, but then the fat comes back again. What you want is for the weight to go away and to stay away. And that's one of the many benefits of putting Calitren to work using collagen, the superb protein, the highest quality natural digestive enzymes in there that'll help you absorb the collagen so that it goes to work creating lean muscle in your body, pushing out the fat. That's how you lose the weight. And then you keep it off by staying on the program for 5 or 6 months. You really will find it's the number one choice, healthy choice, for losing weight. A lot of choices I said, but this is the healthy way to do it. Please go to toploss.com, the website for Calitren, toploss.com. The special deal using the code DJV is as follows. You buy three bottles, which is a 90-day supply, regular price. Two bottles, two-month supply, free, plus a $20 discount on your entire purchase, because there are other things you can buy. They have a proven pack, if you will. Save money on that at the Calitrin website, which is toploss.com. Special deal that is effective for the DJV crowd. At toploss.com, please lose the weight, save the money, and be thankful that you have the opportunity to come out of this whole experience still having your health. Toploss.com, best discounts using the code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with the people list, first of all. That's interesting. This would be like the Rogues Gallery or maybe the Star Wars scene at the bar. Michael Avenatti is at number 10. Theresa May at number 9. Pete Buttigieg. That's where you pronounce his name. If we get that, that's number 8. I know it's number 8, but I don't know if I pronounce his name correctly. Mitch McConnell is 7. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. See, notice I didn't say anything about her. Number 6. Nancy Pelosi. Number 5, Jussie Smollett. Number 4, James Comey on the list of people. Research done by Talkers Magazine this week. He comes out at number 3 on the important discussion list. Robert Mueller is 2, and Donald Trump is number 1. Do you wonder what's going to become of Robert Mueller? What does he do? A fascinating story about this guy, by the way. That's the people list from the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This report is brought to you by Milk. Love what's real. March is National Nutrition Month and a good time to focus on serving your family a nutritious meal every day. Mornings can be hectic, but preparing breakfast ahead of time can help families slow down and enjoy a balanced meal together to start the day right. Pediatrician Dr. Ilan Shapiro recommends a wholesome breakfast made with real dairy milk for its nutritional benefits, especially for kids.
Serving your kids a nourishing breakfast with milk is an easy way to set them up for a great day. Dairy milk is the top food source for calcium, vitamin D, and potassium, important nutrients that many kids do not get enough of. Dishes like overnight oats made with milk can be prepared the night before, giving you more quality of time together and a peace of mind than knowing that you're serving them a nutritious, satisfying meal.
Prep for tomorrow with real milk today. In a glass cup or bowl, breakfast with milk helps nourish and satisfy your family. Stock up on real dairy milk at your local grocery store today.
The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. The active ingredient is collagen protein, but there are other things that are of the highest quality. What about natural digestive enzymes? Those are important, but why?
Well, you know, your body, when it breaks down protein and even collagen protein, you're not going to utilize all of it. But our studies show with our digestive enzyme, you're going to get every bit of that collagen protein that you're taking so you don't waste it. You know, collagen protein is awesome, it's good for you, and it's proven safe and effective for weight loss.
All right, here's what you do. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Toploss.com. Here's the deal. You buy three bottles, that's a 90-day supply. You get two bottles, that's two more months free. Plus, you get $20 off with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for this deal. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, in addition to being the Talker's editor and publisher, has a fabulous podcast. Well, he's all involved in all kinds of things in the spoken word format. So here this week, a conversation with a fellow who's not really a talk radio person in his truest sense, is he?
No, not a talk radio person at all. Not even a radio person. A music industry person and an entertainment business person. And a new media person. His name is Reza Izzad. He is the CEO of an entity called Studio 71. And that company is a production, sales and distribution company that is the largest user of YouTube. They have the most engaged digital network on YouTube with 1,300 channels driving 11 billion views a month. We're talking major league, what used to be called Hollywood, you know, L.A.-based entertainment companies operating almost exclusively in the digital paradigm and making a ton of dough doing it.
Wow. Yeah. So does he give you any of his secrets, or he just says...
No secrets. No secrets. Just have the right talent and make the right deals and make the right moves and be ahead of the curve. And
that's what they all say. And yeah, this guy's more successful.
Well, they don't know. They don't have secrets. A lot of guys are very successful, and they can't duplicate it. They don't know why they were successful. It's MHInterview.com.
And it is. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, law professor at Bentley University in Boston, one of the country's leading experts when it comes to scams. Check out his website, scamaside.com. I saw yet another scam this week, and I thought to myself, you know what? We could spend all of our time every week. One of the main reasons for your being here is for us to discuss the legal implications of some of the stories from Talkers Magazine this week and every week. But every once in a while, you know, I take a good one and I want you to run with it. But there are so many of them. Did we talk about the IRS scams, these people who are being called saying the IRS has a refund for you and all you have to do is give us your phone, your address, your social security number, and you get the... I mean, but people are dumb enough to fall for this stuff, right?
Well, people do fall for the IRS calls. And, you know, the thing is, they really are simple to avoid because, first of all, they can look legit because there's a technique called spoofing by which your caller ID will appear as if the IRS is calling. But frankly, you can always tell if it's a scam and someone is an imposter of the IRS and posing, is the IRS will never initiate contact with you by a call, telephone call, email, or a text message. So anytime you get any of these, you just hang up because it isn't them. But people fall for it. They also fall for it where they're told they have to pay some money immediately or they're going to go to jail and they have to pay it by iTunes or gift cards.
Yeah, right.
So that one's
dummies. Yeah. All right, let's look at the list of stories this week from Talkers Magazine, the Avenatti arrest, and where that goes, why anybody has paid any attention. Is it just me? Am I the only one? I can't be the only one who looks at some of these bozos and says, why would you pay any attention to him or Jussie Smollett? For that matter,
I'll tell you, the Jesse Smollett one is going to get very interesting. But as far as Avenatti goes, the charges of extortion against Nike are certainly serious. But the charges in L.A. against him for falsifying mortgage records and tax records and financial crimes are probably even more serious and more easy to prove.
Right.
So Mr. Avenatti is going to need a good lawyer.
Bye-bye. See you later, Michael. And he won't hire, what was the guy who represented all that? He was involved in this thing and he just kind of got this. Mark Garagos. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't hire him.
Indicted co-conspirator. How about that for a nickname? Yeah.
What a character. The two of them are
characters. You mentioned the Jesse Smollett case, and this one, here's what isn't getting a lot of play, although recently this has come up. For the life of me, I couldn't understand why the prosecution failed to go through with this and drop the case. But what the city has done is the city is taking a loophole. They're demanding that Smollett pay $130,000 to their cost for investigating this. And there's a statute in Illinois that says if you make false statements that cause costs to go up for investigations, they can charge you for this. So here's this. Smollett is saying, no, we're not paying you anything. We're due an apology. Well, if the city wants to go against him, what they would do is they would bring it as a civil action, and as a civil action, they only have to prove he lied to them more likely than not, not beyond a reasonable doubt. And this thing, with his only defense would be that the attack wasn't fake. So there will be a day in court over the charges, and I think that's great.
Well, it's really interesting to see the side swell of this from the stars, for example, of Empire, which is the show he's on, and the production there. These shows, one of the theories is because there's so much money made now by television production with the Dick Wolf shows, the Chicago shows there, shows being taped there like Empire's bring huge amounts of money. And they don't want to violate that. They don't want to lose that. So that was one of the behind the scenes. Okay, so let's kiss this guy off and then we don't want to lose the money. We don't want them to stop producing the show. What do you think of that theory?
I don't buy it. I really don't. It's a convenient conspiracy, but to me, it's short-sighted and I don't see it.
Yeah. All right. Well, the usual things, the border wall. I don't know what legally is playing there, but you hit the two hot ones. Thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, as he usually is. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.